Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton and I'm the Marx editor. And in today's episode of the podcast, we're looking ahead to the 39th Marx Annual Conference, which takes place in The Hague, the Netherlands, from the 16th to the 19th of September 2025. Now, registration for the annual conference opened recently, and at the time we're recording this, several hundred people have already booked their places. And in today's podcast, I'm joined by three people who've been working on planning the conference over the past couple of years. And they'll answer some questions about the educational programming, the social activities, and what we can expect in The Hague. So my three guests today are Willem Lepping, who's a partner of Plume in Rotterdam and a member of the Marx Executive, and has also been on The Hague team. Second, Liselotte Enstrom, a partner of Barker Bratell Sweden, who's based in Stockholm, and she's a member of the Marx programming team and also on the Hague team. And finally, Diverke van der Schalke, who is legal manager global trademarks with JDE Peets, based in the Netherlands. And she's a member of the Marx Council and also one of the leaders of the corporate focus group. Hello to all three of you.
Hi, James. Good to speak to you.
Hi, James.
Hello, James.
Great. So we're going to start, Willem, with you, if that's all right. As I said, this year's annual conference is being held in The Hague. So as a Dutch native, can you tell us what is The Hague known for and what's it like as a city?
I think most people will have seen a lot about The Hague. As we are recording this, people have probably been watching the final hours of the NATO summit going on in The Hague. Actually, we are with our Marx conference in the World Forum, exactly the same location as the NATO summit is taking place. For that, the World Forum had to be completely reconstructed, buildings had to be added, and also we as Marx could not go into the building for several months. But by the time that we will be in The Hague for our Marx conference, things will be back to normal. Why The Hague? The Hague is a city in the Netherlands, but also an international city, as they said, as it is being said, of peace and justice. Mm-hmm. It is, alongside New York and Geneva, one of the most important United Nations city. It is a city that is different from many countries. Although it's not the capital, it is the seat of the Dutch government. It's where the government is, our parliament is, our Supreme Court is, and also where our royal family resides. So it's a very very elegant city with several major international institutions.
And looking ahead to the conference, what is the theme of this year's annual conference, and can you describe some of the highlights of the conference as well?
Yes, of course. We try to, as a team, we try to tie in again with the nature of the city being a very international city. So the theme is brand changes in an international context. That relates somewhat to the theme of the conference that we held as a hybrid meeting back in 2021, where only, unfortunately, 100 people could attend on stage, but many more people we had at home. It in this day and age, of course, where there are lots of geopolitics going on, and in particular also with an impact on international trade, but also where in an international world AI plays a role, there are uncertainties and challenges for many brand owners. And we try to bring that into the conference. It will in particularly be dealt with to setting the scene by Professor Daniel Gervais from Vanderbilt. He will really take us into the story of what's going on there. And it's hard to prepare for that, actually, because, as you know, the world is changing from day to day. What is also interesting, I think, is that the conference will be opened by the Director General of the Benelux Office, Hugues de Rhem. We're very honored to have him there. The Benelux Office has more or less been the incubator for the European Union Intellectual Property Office, it was the first try in the early 70s to have three independent countries working together with different languages on in a trademark office and also in a designs office. And that turned out to be a success and also was something that could be, let's say, copied and then sort of expanded into what is now the EU IPO.
Thanks, Willem. And I think it'll be particularly interesting to hear from BOIP, given their important role in the development of IP in Europe, as you say, over a long, I think, nearly 50 years or something.
Absolutely.
So turning to you, Liselott, which sessions at the annual conference are you particularly looking forward to and why?
That's a tricky question because there are so many to pick from. But I have been in the business for a very long time and I have seen so many changes in our profession. So what it feels like we are foreseeing some changes within our profession now, which are very unexpected. And I am, of course, talking about AI and social media and stuff like that, which will have an impact on our profession. So I think it's more and more important for us as professionals. So I'm looking forward to hear more about this during the first session on Wednesday morning. And I know that Gregor Voss, one of my colleagues in the programming team, he is a very good chair. So I'm very much looking forward to that session. And since I am working mainly with prosecution matters on the trademark side, it's always interesting to listen to EUIPO. And this year, I think we will have a very interesting session with some people. And it will be what I can see from the program and what we have discussed, like an interactive session.
Yeah, and I can add actually, because I'm going to be taking part in that session and we'll be interviewing João Negrão, who's the executive director of EUIPO. So we're, I think, really pleased to have him taking part in the conference.
Yeah, that would be one of the highlights. I am sure about that. And amongst others, these are two highlights, but I think there will be very interesting sessions. And I think the program also mirrors what is going on in the world. There are transactional issues that are being dealt with and very, very interesting topics. And I very much look forward to it.
Yeah, and I think one other thing we should mention is the workshops on the Thursday afternoon, because there's quite a range of workshops. And I think I'm right in saying each one will be held twice, so people can attend two different workshops if they want. And one activity on the Thursday afternoon in particular is a visit to Europol, which should be very popular, I think.
I think that would be very popular. And I as one of the lucky ones who has a ticket to that one, and I'm looking forward to that. It will be interesting. And as Willem started with, the Hague is a city of interest from many perspectives, and not at least from the Europol side. So I think that would be a good one. But there are also other workshops, and I think we have managed to put together a very, very good range of topics to be dealt with. So hopefully people will join that afternoon.
Something for everyone, I think, in the workshops.
Yes. So, yeah. Yes, I agree.
The annual conference is also well known for the social activities, I think, and people always enjoy the social activities that Marks organises. So can you give us a bit of a preview about what we can expect this year on the social front?
Yes, absolutely. This is also something extraordinary, I would say. As always, we start off the Tuesday evening with a welcome reception. And it's always nice to see your IP family and have a chance to chat and catch up from the last conference. So that is one nice evening. But the most spectacular this year, I think it's at Maduro Dam Is that correctly?
Yes, absolutely.
Which is like a miniature town. So hopefully the weather will be nice so that we can stroll about in this little town and chat together with friends, have some nice food and drinks. I think I was there actually as a child. I was about 8 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. So this would be a good memory to catch up on again.
Yeah. You can see how much it's changed, if it has changed since you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. Still be very small, tiny houses. So that would be a great nice venue. And then, of course, the gala dinner, the grand finale. It's always, always nice. And it's good to see dressed up people and a little bit more formal during the dinner. But then the dance floor is open for everyone, of course.
Yep. So yeah, that's always a popular feature of the annual conference, I think.
It is.
And there are some activities, I think, for first-time people attending as well. Is that right?
It is. It is. And we are working hard on getting the first-timers to feel really, really welcome. So I would like to say, don't miss out the first welcome reception on Tuesday night for those who are first-timers. Because that is a good start of the conference. There are people who have been within the business and within Marks for ages, and they know that it can be a bit uncomfortable the first time. So don't miss out the first night, because you will be very well welcomed by colleagues. And don't be shy. Reach out to us and show your badge, which is also indicating that you are there for your first time. It's a great bunch of people. People will take so much care of you. So I think for the first timers.
Yeah, and I think for people that haven't been before, one of the things to note is the Marks badges that you mentioned, they always have the first name very prominently, don't they? So it's always first name terms. It's very informal.
Informal, familiar, and... we are looking forward to do more for our first timers so they really feel that they would like to come back.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that in due course.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Liselotte.
Thank you.
I'm going to turn to Dee now. We haven't heard yet from you yet, Dee. But as I mentioned, you're obviously in-house. And I know you've been coming to the Marks annual conference for a long time. So from your perspective, what are the advantages of attending the conference for in-house counsel?
Well, I think many have been named now already, the reasons. Not only the dancing, though, really. it's, for me, it really feels like an IP family. So I really look forward to seeing a lot of IP friends from all over the world again.
Mm-hmm.
It helps when you reconnect with your agents and your lawyers who you don't see on a very regular basis. And I think it's also really good to get to know other in-house people who really see a benefit in sharing practices. We all seem to face very similar challenges, and it's good to get out of your bubble and to get out there and see the wider picture of the IP world again. I really enjoy that.
And one of the opportunities to do that, to talk to other in-house IP counsel, is the corporate breakfast, I think, which has become a regular feature of the annual conference. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because I know you're involved with that, and anything in particular that's planned for this year?
Yeah, this year we feel really, really honored, and we are very excited that not only is an executive director talking to you, but he's also coming to our corporate breakfast. So that's a huge opportunity for us in-house people to have an open dialogue with him and discuss and talk about the things that are happening within the EUIPO. And I think it will be a great session. So that's a huge opportunity for all of us. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be very open to taking questions and discussing any issues people have in that corporate breakfast.
Yes, for sure. So it's good that he's willing to get up early, but I really urge all the in-house people also to come and join us. But the session has been really popular already, so I'm sure this will be a huge success.
Yeah, so that's for in-house members, isn't it? Corporate members, we say, don't we? And the price is you do have to get up early, but the reward is you get a lovely breakfast.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Very good. Okay. Going back to you, Willem, I want to ask you about the hotel booking, because I think that's going to work a little bit differently this year compared to the last few years. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. This year also, because of the special situation in The Hague, like I said, we had originally planned this conference for earlier, and then we had the hybrid meeting, and we're now coming back. We had to play around a little bit to have sufficient hotel accommodation, and of course we managed that, because that's what we typically do at Marks. We have four different hotels, and people, as long as they register early, they have a choice of hotels. Of course, it's first come, first serve. And just to briefly go over that, what we have is on top of the World Forum, where the conference takes place, is the Novotel, that is a four-star hotel, which has the advantage, of course, of being very close. And then we have a little bit further away, a few minutes only, 4 or 5 minutes walk from the World Forum, two hotels which are more four-star superior hotels. One of them is the Leonardo Royal Hotel, and the other is the Marriott Hotel. Very close by. That's also where several of the guests also for the NATO summit were staying. And then we have one hotel which is a little bit further away, and we will offer a shuttle bus for that, which is the Hilton. That is a five-star hotel. That's actually where the British delegation to the NATO summit stayed. Very beautiful hotel, but it's a little bit further away. But some people also enjoy being a little bit closer to the city center. So you can select those hotels when registering for the conference, and you will. There's some slight price differences, but it's mainly a choice of what you prefer, to be very close or maybe have a little bit more more luxury.
Yeah, and I know I'm planning, and I think a few other people are planning to come from London on the train to Rotterdam, which is nice and hopefully nice and quick and convenient, and also a bit greener, a bit more environmentally friendly than flying.
Yeah, if possible, we really encourage that.
It's one of the themes this year, isn't it? Sustainability. So that's a good point, James. Take the train if you can.
Take the train if you can, absolutely. Yeah. And I think anyone who's been to the Netherlands knows that the trains are pretty pretty reliable and easy to use as well.
And maybe to add also to that, I know people generally are always worried, sort of, if they arrive in a certain place, sort of, how do I use the public transportation? Public transportation in Netherlands is super simple. I refer also to Mark's website. You can, like people are used to in London, with the oil card, you can check in, but you can use a debit card or credit card to pay for your public transportation, and that goes for the train services, but that also goes for the tram and buses within The Hague.
Great. Well, I think that sounds like it'll be very, very good way of getting around. We just have a couple of minutes left on the podcast. Liselotte, can I just come back to you and ask you, have you got any sort of final tips for anyone attending this year's annual conference that we haven't mentioned already, whether they're coming for the first time or after many times?
Just jump in this group of wonderful people. Don't be shy. Reach out. Share challenges and just talk to people, because I think that is the... That is the main point with these conferences, to have a chance to get together, and shouldn't forget that some years ago we couldn't see each other in The Hague. Now it's the time So I think to interact with other people, with in-house lawyers, which is also, this conference is a bit different from others maybe, because there are very many in-house people as well, and you can share experiences from different perspectives.
Very good. Very good advice. Thank you. And Dee, do you have anything to add? Any final thoughts on why people should attend this year's annual conference and how it can benefit their work?
Yeah, they should come. They should get inspired. You know, we have such good teams in Marks that do such wonderful work. And then it all comes together at the annual conference, in the workshops, in the sessions. Come listen and see the IP world from different aspects. It's great.
Thank you very much. Well, that seems like a good note on which to end the podcast today. So thank you, all three of you, for taking part. And thanks also to our listeners. And if you do want to find out more about the annual conference, you know, please visit the Marks website, marks.org. And on there, you'll find links to all the details, including the programs, speakers, the accommodation, as Ellen described, the tours and excursions, workshops, registration fees, and much, much more. It's all there. And of course, we very much hope everyone will be able to join us in The Hague in September, the 16th to the 19th, isn't it? And Marks does strongly recommend early registration, as the annual conference has been, I think, fully booked for the last couple of years. And we do expect it to be very popular again this year. So if you would like to come, make sure you do book in good time and don't miss out.
Absolutely. Thank you, James. Was fun talking to you, and also to you, Diva Kenlislot.
Thank you, all of you.
Indeed.
And see you in The Hague.
Thank you.
See you in The Hague.
For sure.
Thank you all very much, and goodbye.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marks.org/podcast.